Hello, how's everyone doing? Does anyone want to know what's on my plate? Crickets? Well, I'll go ahead and divulge. It's 11:33 a.m. on Wednesday, August 28th. I am off to a very sluggish start today. So yesterday night when I should have been recording, yesterday and the night before, but especially last night, what happened is I had spent probably 3 hours. Yeah, I think about 3 hours working on a project. Then I got that, honestly, I did not have to prioritize last night. Then I was just way, way, way too tired. And then this morning, I was working on something. So that all led me to starting to record this at 11:33. Like, I have to get this episode out. Like people are still watching the reunion, but fans like myself, we've already watched it and we're finding out what we could hear from what people have to say about it. So I apologize that I'm tardy, but I'm still obviously pumping out more content. And in the coming months, I will have more time to be a little bit more prompt. And I'm definitely excited to see where the podcast will go. So it was yesterday morning. I received an email that a pitch of mine has been accepted. And it was nice because I completely forgot about that pitch. It's so great when you completely forget versus like being anxious. Anyways, so that was some great news yesterday. It isn't any like huge, huge pitch or huge n news, but it was nice and it ties into the project that I've been working on for quite some time that's supposed to come out in January. So yesterday morning was a good morning for the most part. And I watched the reunion. I said it in, I feel like my speech impediment is coming out. So basically, I hear it sometimes. I definitely hear it sometimes. It's a little annoying. When I was really young, I had difficulty saying the letter R, and I hear it sometimes because I just said, I watched the reunion. I basically said it. I basically pronounced it like that. I had difficulty saying R, the R in reunion. So when my speech impediment that I had as a very young child surfaces, it's very annoying because I hear it loud and clear, and it makes me feel that other people hear it loud and clear. So I just wanted to address that. I cannot pronounce my R's properly every once in a while. I watched the reunion when it came out, like basically 15 minutes after it dropped, 15, 20 some odd minutes, as I said. And, I don't know. I think I might need to record a second episode at another time. I don't know about just like overall thoughts on the UK season and how it was perceived by the public. I just don't know how in depth I will go. I'm just flying off the handle, gonna be off the cuff. Flying off the handle was the wrong phrase, but I'm just gonna see where my notes from the reunion take me because it is 11:37. A bitch is tired, exhausted. I mean, you would really think I'm a 80-year-old woman, the way that I'd be talking sometimes. You think I'm in my 90s. Like, oh my God. And then I had a bacon sandwich today, like, because I got some free bacon a few weeks ago. And so I made a bacon sandwich for breakfast. And I'm sorry, but like, easily one of the top 30 best foods you could eat in your life is a goddamn bacon sandwich. And I want to go to like bacon festivals. There are festivals for everything. All you got to do is do your Googles. And I know that I'm meant to be at a bacon festival because I am a bacon enthusiast. All right, so let's get into this reunion and the way how they had motherfuckers walking down the hall saying a quote, Demi's quote made no goddamn sense. She was like, "Love is blind, okay," or whatever the fuck she said. I said, "Bitch, don't. Like, you have been slaying, you've been serving. Don't say something stupid as you walk down the hall." And we got Sam saying, "Guess who's back? Get your popcorn ready because it's about to go down." Like, poor baby. Poor baby. Like, Sam, you squandered this opportunity. As I say, every single season of Love is Blind, you got your people like Sam and your people like Kat who completely waste the opportunity. They just throw it in the garbage. And it's, you're gifted this. You're gifted with this shit. You know how many people would love to be on Love is Blind? And to actually make it, because as you know, they cast people that they show virtually no footage for. You want to know how many people would love to make it to the final or proceed with the season in the episodes and they would actually act right? And then you got other fool like idiots who are like, okay, let me just present myself as an asshole and then be surprised when the public says that I'm an asshole. All right, so I just enjoyed the intro, them walking down the hall and shit. And I feel like maybe they did that in America, but the way how they had the lights all dim and blue light and like it basically those were club lights actually. They had them walk through a hallway with some goddamn nightclub lights on. The production value, just like I said, maybe I'll get into a separate episode about the differences. But they cut no fucking corners. They left no stone unturned with this season. When you think about how goddamn gorgeous those weddings were, the setting for the weddings, like Love is Blind season one, the weddings looked like they were in a conference room. Like they just do it bigger and better and fancier in the UK. Even the set of the fucking reunion. And they just do it so differently. They had people's family and friends, and we don't do our reunions like that. We have the goddamn fans in the audience. We have the fans in the audience. That's it. And then last season, we brought back some people from former seasons, but we don't have friends and family. I loved that. That was so nice. I am so ready for the After the Altar, but honestly, I kind of feel like the reunion gave us everything that we would get in After the Altar. So honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get an After the Altar because we got the homemade footage, homemade or the, yeah, homemade. That's the right term, I guess. We got their personal footage of their lives. And I kind of feel up to date about where the couples are at a year later. So I don't know if we're gonna get an After the Altar, but I would love to get an After the Altar where they bring everybody together because you know Freddie gonna have a bitch and Kat will be, and that bitch needs to be hot versus Kat to me just being basic. Like, get people to, but poor Demi, she's gonna see like Ollie tonguing down Charlotte. Like, sorry, that's a spoiler. Yeah, who knows? I guess we'll find out if they do an After the Altar, but I really wouldn't be surprised. I feel like they kind of put a button on these couples, but hopefully they will keep with the format of how we do things here in America and we will get a goddamn After the Altar. I haven't watched the other countries Love is Blind, so I don't know if Sweden and Japan and Brazil and Mexico and shit, like I don't know if they do an After the Altar. And I would Google, but I'm not going to do that because I'm already 10 minutes in. I haven't talked about the reunion yet. So, Ollie, when the host mentions Craig Mack, Ollie says, "One more joke like that, and I'm walking away." Now, Ollie is such a jokester, but there was no humor in him saying that. And I love that. Like, the man, Ollie has probably heard the Craig David, I think I said Craig Mack, Craig David comparisons his entire life, and it doesn't help that he's on the show and they're mentioning that. So I'm proud of Ollie for saying that. Like, be original or shut the fuck up. So Demi's dad is way too precious. He's just way too cute. Like, he's so adorable. She's beautiful. He's just so emotional. Like, he's just so cute. So Demi's makeup is flawless. It was great at the wedding. It's great at the reunion. She's looked super hot. since the show. I didn't know Demi was such a baddie. This is why I'm not, this is not a hot take, but this is why sometimes it's important to remind people that hair can make or break a person. Demi, with her curls and the brown hair, does nothing for Demi. Demi, with straight dark hair, she really does look like she could be related to Beyonce. And that's obviously a compliment, needless to say. Like, she looks so good with dark, straight hair. She needs to not go back to her natural hair. And she definitely, if she goes back to natural, should not lighten it because the dark hair really complements Demi. Something I have in my notes is I said they do better makeup in the UK than they do in the States for this show, for this finale. Like, Kat's makeup looked great. Maria's makeup is such a matte finish. I don't like how she does her lips, though. It's like she gets lipstick below her lip instead of just on the lip. I don't like it. I don't understand it. I don't like it. But she has such a clean ass matte makeup look finish. She's a makeup artist, but honestly, I can't think of anyone else who has such a matte finish look, airbrushed look, ass look, makeup that I've seen on TV. Her makeup was among the best on that couch. So Ollie speaks out on people saying that he would not be attracted to Demi. And Ollie gave an interview where he spoke about the women he dates look like Demi. They look like Charlotte. They look like the really dark-skinned girl, Shirley. They don't look like Kat. So Ollie basically said, I date black women. I do not date white women, without explicitly saying that. Here's the thing. Ollie should be able to say that. Jewish people say it all the time. I want to be with somebody Jewish. Nobody says shit when they say it. But if a black person says that they only want to be with a black, and I feel specifically a black man says that he only wants to be with a black woman, people call that person racist. I'm not diving into that topic right now, but all I'm saying is Ollie wanted to make it clear that Demi is attractive to him and he dates women who are black. He dates women like Demi. Now, when he said he hasn't been with somebody like Kat, isn't attracted to Kat, Kat was pissed. I'm not attracted to Kat, and I don't think anybody's attracted to Kat after seeing how she behaved. But that aside, the entitlement. A white woman doesn't want to hear that a black man is not attracted to her because a white woman believes that everybody should be attracted, or all races should be attracted to her. But then if you flip it, black women expect for white men not to be attracted to them because of racism and colorism. An Indian woman might expect a white person not to be attracted to her. A Latina, an Asian, all the minorities might expect and therefore would not get upset because we don't have any entitlement where we think we should be universally attractive. But Kat, she didn't like that. But Kat has an enormous ego, enormous. And Ollie was saying, like, he basically said he doesn't like Kat's body type. He wants like curves and all that. And yeah, Kat is thin and Kat looks like she has fake tits, but you know, that's not what everybody wants. I don't know, like, why she did like took that as an insult. Like, you're not, first of all, she's average to me. And second of all, like, nobody should think that they're universally attractive to everyone. And then they shouldn't have entitlement, which is believing that all races, people of all races will want to be with them. Some people like to stick to their own. And it's funny how it's like it's a problem when a black person says it. It's not a problem when a Jewish person says it. It's not a problem when a Muslim person says it. It's or an Indian. It's wild. It's really the double standard is so exhausting. So then Demi says to Kat, we're claiming to be friends, but yet you haven't seen what Ollie looks like and you said that you wouldn't like me. Accountability and authenticity go a long way. So here's the thing with Demi. I think that Demi is smarter than she presents herself to be because she's not really a boastful person. But I think Demi is so smart because every single season of Love is Blind, they use the words in the fucking reunion, accountability and authenticity. That's all we hear about in every single Love is Blind reunion and every single Love is Blind recap and every single reunion for these reality shows. Everybody knows, or if they pay attention, that if you want to make it as a reality star, people need to think that you are genuine and that you will admit to your faults and your flaws. So Demi saying accountability and authenticity go a long way. She knows that she was using buzzwords that everybody wants to hear. She knew it was a slay, and she did that to plant the seed in viewers' minds that Kat is a fucking liar and she's fake and she won't own up to it. Demi got her revenge up on that stage. Demi was angry on that stage. I'm here for it. But I'm a little confused by it because she really could have kept, she could have held more people's feet to the fire. And when I say by more people, she should have talked about Ollie saying Charlotte is mad, berserk, sublime. She should have addressed that instead of only addressing Kat. She also should have addressed like Jasmine coming. Being too hard on Ollie, you know, those are only things I could think of, but at the same time, she probably didn't want to get too much into the Charlotte thing because she didn't want to, like, the Charlotte situation is embarrassing. I find it embarrassing. Demi kept saying that Ollie is not for her, but it's embarrassing to have your ex, bam, be with another woman that he was, that he got so excited about to see. You know, like, that's humiliating. So Ollie says exactly when Demi, you know, calls out Kat. Like, Ollie really did not like the public perception, which was people projecting, saying that he wouldn't like Demi, and Kat saying that Ollie wouldn't like Demi. It just fed into the public perception that Ollie would not like Demi. And that's really not fair for people to speak on what you like and what you date when they don't know you. And when they're just being stereotypical, superficial assholes. So Freddie is also nodding when people on stage, Demi, Jasmine, Ollie, are reading Kat. And that, like, Freddie nodding was so validating to me. I think Freddie watched back the episodes in horror and was fucking terrorized. Just like all of us, like, but he keeps it classy. He really keeps it classy. So then Jasmine rolls her eyes when Kat apologizes and she jumps in and says, "Why would you say my mouth is gonna get me in trouble? You were insinuating that Demi and Ollie weren't going to get along because of the way that she looks, and Demi looks amazing." It's like, Jasmine won me over with that. Jasmine could be too intense. But she's the bitch that you want on her side. I like Jasmine, always have. I kind of sort of quickly, I pretty much quickly forgave her. Or I think I had a moment where I just thought she was doing too much with Ollie. But like, this is why, like, you want a girlfriend like Jasmine. Because she just spoke the truth and then she said, Demi looks amazing. So it's kind of like, how dare you, Kat? Shut the fuck up. It was the perfect read. It was the perfect read. I love how Kat did not get to paint this like innocent picture of, oh, I didn't, you know, mean it like, and I just like, no, they were like, you said what you said because Demi is overweight, basically, is what everybody was implying. But you cannot speak on what someone will like when Demi is beautiful. So fuck you, just because you're skinny. Like, Kat, doesn't she wear a size 11 or no, a size 12 and shit? Like, shoe? Like, Kat, shut the fuck up. When she went shopping with Freddie, did he ask, did he want like a size 12 shoe for her ass with her clown feet? Like, get the fuck out of here. 12 or 11? Bitch, shut the fuck up. So then Ollie is on the couch looking like he doesn't want to be there. Like he was pouting too much. Like Ollie needs to like work on his goddamn poker face. And honestly, Ollie doesn't do it for me. I am not lying. I swear on my life, I'm not lying. If Ollie tried to hit on me, just as a regular person who looks like Ollie, I would not be interested. Now, if that person had a great personality, maybe, but I'm just saying, looks-wise, Ollie doesn't do it for me. He doesn't. He doesn't do it for me. I'm not gonna be specific because he is a handsome person, but it's a no for me. And just seeing him like just kind of being so bitchy, kind of just pouting, it was gross to me. I'm sorry. So then he's asked about Charlotte and then he stutters. Now, remember he said he had ADHD, and I feel like maybe at some point he said he stuttered, but man, he couldn't get a word out. And Charlotte was also trying to play coy. Like, y'all are being asked these questions. There's this thing called the internet. Everybody's gonna know what the fuck is going on. What was y'all doing? So they're dating. This is a fucking slap in the face to Demi. I'm sorry. Like, thank God Demi said no. Ollie would have already dumped her and started fucking Charlotte. Because he really just thinks that Charlotte's so pretty. And here's what I gotta say about Charlotte. People have an obsession with biracial looking people. I think half black and half white is at the top of that obsession with people. And then it's other races. Then it's going to be other biracial people. I've never felt that someone is attractive because they're biracial. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who just automatically assume someone is attractive because they're biracial. Ollie said in his interview with Jesse Wu that there are a lot of biracial men who or light skinned, he said light skinned men who only date white girls. You know, I'm not going to get too into it. All I'm going to say is this. I don't believe that somebody is gorgeous just because they're biracial. However, I did think that Charlotte was like a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, I'm sorry. Charlotte did not look good to me at that reunion. At the reunion, Charlotte did not look good to me. So she went from that 12 to a 7 for me. Because remember how I keep being annoying and talking about how hair can make or break a person? Straight hair on Charlotte. And maybe the lighting also just did not work in her favor. Charlotte looked 15 years older on that reunion than she looked on the show. And part of that's the straight hair. It's not complimenting the shape of her face. It's not complimenting her facial features. It like she went from being so pretty to me to being average, more average to me because she had on the fake lashes, she had on the makeup, so it's like she was not looking like the baddie that she looked like on the show. And I'm only bringing all this up because it's like this obsession with biracial people, like they're superior when you don't gotta be biracial to be attractive, first and foremost. And secondly, being biracial doesn't make you attractive. I don't think Drake is attractive. I don't like, I'm not, what was the phrase I used on P-Valley? Like somebody being light, color struck. Somebody being light skinned doesn't do shit for me. So it's like Charlotte just not, she was not looking like the baddie that she was. And Ollie, him and Charlotte connected very strongly in the pods. Zero of that was shown. And I think what Netflix, or sorry, what Love is Blind does is they really choose to air the engaged couples that they believe are best for viewership because there was like a bit of a love triangle with Ollie and Charlotte. And when he dumped Charlotte went home. She left the experiment. So she was all in on Ollie. And none of that was shown. They just hug at the mixer. And we as viewers, we don't know how deep it was. We don't know why Ollie is like, why his dick is hard.